tonight with Les Brown and his band of renown. Yours truly, Hi Averback. Our special guest, Jerry Colonna. And Virginia Mayo. And here he is, Bob Hope.
This audience is anxious, aren't they? What are these, salad relatives? Thank you.
Well, we have a nice audience.
And I'd like to welcome all the travelers to our little session. Hope you all have a good time here in town. And if any of you want to go to the Paramount Studios and have lunch, see me after the show, and I'll give you Crosby's phone number. No, but the tourists do have fun here in Hollywood, going around seeing everything. The other day, I took one of those sightseeing tours of the movie stars' homes. And I found out I've been living in the wrong house for 2 years. I live in the valley, you know. What a picturesque place. My house is in front of a steep hill. And once a week, the garbage man comes and takes it away. And I have oatmeal wallpaper in my bedroom. That's so I can eat breakfast without getting up. The houses down here are so flimsy, the termites don't bother eating them up. They just lean on them and push them over. One house went up so fast, the owner heard a noise above and found two northbound ducks trapped in the attic. I saw one house, five rooms in the den, that was built so fast, the bear was still living in the den. I'm going to New York, but I'll also stop off in my hometown, Cleveland, and say hello. I'm an Ohio boy, you know, and whenever I go back there, it's embarrassing the welcome I get. You'd think I didn't intend to pay. I left Ohio in 1925, the year of the stupid parole board. I was the brightest student in Cleveland Reform School. I entered the school a juvenile delinquent, and in 3 years I was teaching it. After reform school, my mother wanted me to go to Ohio State. My father just wanted me to go. But I love it there. Last time I was there, I met my old Cleveland sweetheart, Tonda Leah. Tonda Leah and I went to school together, and we were engaged at the age of 7. She raised her hand to leave the room, and I put a washer on it. Now, we broke up at the age of 9, though. My father told me about the birds and the bees, and she didn't look like either of them.
Say, Bob. Bob, where are you?
I'm out here in the backyard, Hi.
Well, what are you doing out here?
Well, I was just watching the construction men working on my house. They're just about finished with the remodeling.
Yeah, it looks great, Bob.
Yeah, you know how when a man sees his home in construction with all that lumber and building material and the workmen, it has a deep inner meaning. It really gets you inside. It does something to a man.
Well, what, Bob?
Bankruptcy. My wallet is suffering from malnutrition.
Well, it's certainly going to be a showplace, Bob. What are you doing about refurnishing?
Well, I wanted modern furniture, but Dolores wanted early American, so we compromised.
Well, what are you getting?
Army surplus.
Well, now, Bob, if you're finished, there's something very serious I want to talk to you about.
Serious?
Yes, it concerns my career, Bob, and I've got...
Oh, are you back there?
Oh, yes, I am. Who are you? I'm Ray Cardillo of the Cardillo Travel Agency. They told me I'd find you back here.
Well, what can I do for you, Ray?
I just want to tell you that all the arrangements are made for your trip to Bel Air, Ohio for the premiere.
Oh, good.
We've chartered a United Airlines plane. We have a wonderful pilot, and I think we can save you some money on a stewardess.
Well, how's that?
We're having a uniform made for you right now. Well, I guess that's all, Mr. Hope. I'll see you at the airport.
Bye.
Bob, can I talk to you now?
Can it wait, Hi? Look, I sort of plan to go through this trunk of old papers and burn what I don't need.
It can't wait, Bob. It's serious.
All right, what is it?
Well, you know, on your last television show, I scored a great personal triumph. And I just wanted
Hold it. You scored a personal triumph? I love that.
Well, I went over much bigger than you did.
Well, how do you figure?
Well, how many fan letters did you receive after the show?
2,000. How many did you get?
5,000.
Well, you can write faster than I can. Come on, High. Help me with these papers. Let's not be silly about this.
I'm not being silly, Bobby. Don't give my talent a chance. I never get a break. Whenever you do a sketch on the show, am I ever in it?
Well, I...
No, I never get a part. You always say, set the scene high. Yeah.
Well, I know, but...
Set the scene high. Set the scene high. Why must I always set the scene? I want to do other things. I'm young and alive. I don't want to go through life just setting the scene. I can't.
Boy, there's a lot of Betty Davis in you. You're flipping, kid. Now, look, we can talk about this some other time. Help me with this trunk.
Well, okay.
Got over that quick, didn't you?
Hey, Bob, look at this on top.
Yeah, that's a picture of me on a bearskin rug in my birthday suit.
Hey, you were cute. How old were you when this was taken?
21.
Here, Bob.
Oh, that's my old...
You? Anybody back there?
Hey, Bob, there's a girl out front.
Hi, that's not just a girl. That's Virginia Mayo. Well, it's nice to see you, Virginia. This is quite a surprise.
Well, I was on my way home from the studio. I saw all this work being done, and I was curious.
Yeah, it's quite a construction job. We're enlarging the whole thing. You know, when we get through, we'll have much more parking space, and there'll be plate glass windows all along the front.
Oh, that's great. The Valley needs another supermarket.
Hey, Bob. Oh, I'm sorry. Virginia, do you know High Averback of the Swift Company?
No, but I've been wanting to meet him. How do you do?
How do you do?
Mr. Averback, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed you on the show. I thought it was quite a personal triumph for you. I even sent you a fan letter.
Well, thank you. I do hope I get to it eventually.
Yes, he's reading the perfume ones first. Virginia, what did you think of me?
Oh, were you on the show?
Yeah, Baron Leone and I were a tag team.
Miss Mayo, I feel that in...
Hi, hey. Look, Ashtray Head, get lost, will you?
Ashtray Head? Oh, success is such a heavy burden to bear.
Well, Bob, I'll be running along.
Oh, no, wait. Virginia, let me show you around the house.
Oh, fine.
That's going to be my steam room.
Oh, Bob, why do you need a steam room?
Well, I'm not getting much exercise lately, and I don't want to get flabby and weak and puny, you know, falling apart at the seams.
I don't know, Bob. I've always liked you that way.
Thank you. Now, Virginia, over there by that clump of trees we're going to... Hey, wait a minute. What's that stuff over there?
Oh, that's your new furniture.
Well, how do you know?
On my way in, I saw them unloading it from an army truck.
Army truck? Surplus?
No, Salvation. Just kidding, Bob.
Well, I'm so touchy these days. You know, remodeling this house has got me so tired.
Well, Bob, my husband and I have a ranch here in the valley. Why don't you come and spend a few days with us?
Well, that's awfully nice of Mike. You and Mike, and I really am tired. You know, the bags under my eyes are hanging down so far I have to tuck them under my belt buckle.
Well, think it over, Bob. The invitation's good any time. So long.
Thanks, Virginia. So long. Gee, maybe I ought to see if I can speed up the work in the house. Where's that contractor? I think I saw him go into the guest house. No, Les Brown's band is in there. They said they were going to rehearse. I'll check.
I raise you $5. I raise you $5. Okay, I call. What have you got?
6 jacks.
What have you got?
I got 6 jacks, too. But I win.
Why?
Mine are all spades.
That poker game's got to stop. I'll have to talk to Les Brown about it. I better talk to him tomorrow. Today's the day he sends his head to the cleaners.
Now, where's that contractor? Oh, there he is, lying under a tree. Hey, I'm not paying you to sleep. What have you got against work?
Make such a big hole in the day.
Professor Colonna! Colonna, the more I see of you, the less I think you know about building.
Don't be silly, Hope. I know all the house tricks.
House tricks?
Fine. House tricks with you. Yes.
Colonna, did anyone ever tell you your head is vacant?
Yes, Hope. Shall we put our heads together and rent them out as a duplex?
This is all my fault. I never should have hired you in the first place.
Why, nonsense, Hope. You had to hire a man with my experience. Why, just before I came to work here, I built a swimming pool for a man.
A swimming pool?
Yes, it was 90 yards long and 2 inches wide.
90 yards long and 2 inches wide? What good is it?
Well, that's pretty handy for soaking spaghetti.
That's all, Colonna. If you're not through in a couple of days, you're going to lose this contract.
That's gratitude. After I build you the finest house in the valley, and it's the most private, too.
What do you mean?
Well, people won't be peeking in on you at your house.
How come?
No windows.
Why no windows?
No walls.
You know, Colonna, you're daft.
No, Hope, I'm from California. Daft is from Ohio.
That does it. Colonna, you're fired.
You can't find me now, Hope. Look behind that tree.
What? Who dug that big hole in the ground?
I did, Hope. I think I've discovered oil on your property.
Don't be crazy.
Well, I've got the drill almost all the way down now. We'll hit a gusher and we'll be filthy rich. I'm ready. Down deep now, Hope. 2,000 feet. Now I'm 3,000 feet down.
And stay out of here.
Colonna, who was that?
What do you know? John L. Lewis.
Les Brown plays the introduction of a tune from The King and Oz, done by our singing guest, Miss Virginia Maxey.
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid. While shivering in my shoes, I strike a careless pose and whistle a happy tune, and no one ever knows I'm afraid. The result of this deception is very strange to tell. For when I fool the people I fear, I fool myself as well.
You know, I've tried, but I can't get any rest around this house. I think I'll accept Virginia Mayo's invitation to go out to her ranch for a couple of days.
Now, Bob, before you go, I'd like to settle that matter we were discussing. Do I get bigger parts in the show, or do I have to quit?
Quit? high after all I've done for you? How can you talk that way to your Uncle Rob? Don't we have a nice relationship? Don't you get a nice salary? Don't I drive you to work every day? Don't I blow up your shoulder pads for you?
I can't help it, Bob. It's true you've been both an employer and a mother to me, but...
Wait on me.
I've got to go on to bigger things. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of getting my own radio show. I've already found a writer who's willing to work for me.
You have a writer?
Yeah, and he's given me some swell jokes. Listen to this one. I used to be an old chicken plucker, but I gave it up.
Why?
Can't make any money plucking old chickens. How about that joke, Bob? Murder, huh?
Love to.
Well, Ty, do what you want. Just don't bother me anymore. I've got to get out to Virginia Mayo's house for some rest. Now, where did I put the keys to my car? I can't find them.
Well, maybe when you were looking in that old trunk, you dropped them in there.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Help me open this trunk,
will you? Okay.
I raise you $5. I raise you $5. Okay, I call. What have you got?
5 kings.
What have you got?
I got 5 kings, too.
Well, we do.
Keep dealing. The guy who gets the next king wins.
I gotta get out of here. Hi, don't tell anybody where I am.
All right, Bob.
Gee, Virginia, your ranch is just one.
Beautiful.
Yes, it's a wonderful retreat after a hard day's work at the studio.
Well, what are you doing out at Warner's now?
Oh, I just finished a picture, and it's fun. I play the part of a girl in burlesque, a strip teaser.
That's funny. In my favorite spy, I play a burlesque character, too.
Oh, really? Do you use fans or bubbles?
Thank you. Well, Virginia, is there anything I can help you with around here?
No, Bob. You came out here for a rest, and that's exactly what you're going to do.
And, man, do I need it. I'll just get in that easy chair over there and...
Hello? Oh, Bob, it's for you.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello, Hope.
Look, Colonna, I fired you. What do you want?
Well, I just...
You're supposed to be on the telephone. What's all that noise?
Made a horrible mistake, Hope. I used the Buffalo Nickel and the operator's an Indian.
Look, Colonna, I'm trying to rest. What do you want?
Well, I want my job back, Hope. I need the... about this whole thing. I want my job back. The whole thing.
Sure you do. Sure you
I'm
do.
Sure, I want it.
You want it that way, too. All right.
I really need the job, Hope. I need the money for my wife and 10 children.
10 children?
Yes. Henry, Betty, Margaret, Shirley, George, Alice, Fred, Sylvia.
Oh, forget about it. What a pest that guy is, Virginia. He...
Tom and Bill.
Virginia, that's what I was trying to get away from at home.
Well, you come with me, Bob. I'll show you around the place and you can relax.
Okay. Gee, what a lovely ranch.
Oh, this is the hen house. And those hens have really come in handy. They help pay off the taxes on the place.
Well, let's look in. What was that?
That was for the government.
Gee, that's wonderful.
Those hens are a real investment.
You mean to tell me you make that much money laying eggs?
Don't you?
You know, maybe I ought to get a ranch and...
Mr. Hope.
Oh, darn it.
What's the matter, Bob?
There's that 5-star general that's been following me the last couple of weeks.
They told me out at your house I could find you here, Mr. Hope. There's something I'd like to talk to you about.
Oh, certainly, General. Do you know Virginia Mayo? Miss Mayo, General Harkin.
How do you do?
How do you do? I saw you the other day, Miss Mayo. I was visiting your studio and I watched you do a burlesque number.
Ah, did you enjoy it?
Well, all I can say is the Army's been drafting the wrong sex.
Well... They're not drafting wax yet, eh, General?
No, but don't be discouraged.
Well, what did you want to see me about, sir?
Well, Mr. Hope, this is the third week you haven't done your show at an army camp, and we're still wondering why.
Well, it's impossible this week, General. I'm just too run down.
Oh, you wouldn't be that way if you were in the army. We keep our men trim. Why, we have a new order now for all ranks, from general to private. Every morning we go on a 30-mile hike. Awfully good for everybody.
Really?
Yes, especially the two privates who carry me.
General, they carry you?
Yes, I broke my horse. You see, Mr. Hope, I'm not allowed to do any marching because of an old wound.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What happened, General?
Well, it was in the Battle of the Bulge.
The Battle of the Bulge?
Yes. I got caught between twin factions.
And he hasn't got a mustache.
The Battle of the Bulge?
That's right, Mr. Hope. I got caught between two fat whacks and an elevator in the Pentagon.
Pretty good that way, too.
Well, Mr. Hope, what shall I tell them back at the Pentagon about your next appearance at an army camp?
I'm going to do a broadcast at Camp Atterbury, Indiana.
Oh, that's dandy. Your type of show does something for the boys.
It does?
Yes, it gives them the inspiration they need to go overseas.
Watch out for those two fat whacks.
Come on, General. Virginia, this is maddening. I can't get away from people. Oh, I'll get it. Hello?
Hope, hello? Hope, hello?
Colonna, why are you talking backwards?
Put the nickel in upside down.
Now, Colonna, stop beating around the bush.
I can't. Mustache is caught in the mouthpiece.
What do you want now?
Just wanted to tell you that the work on your house is coming along fine.
I fired you. I don't want you to work on the house.
I can't leave now, Hope. I have the men working on the fourth floor.
The fourth floor?
Yeah.
There are only three floors in the house.
There are?
Yes.
Hey, fellas, you better come down.
Any more of this, Virginia, I'm going to go off my rocker.
I've got an idea, Bob. Why don't you go out to the barn? I'll show you the way.
Okay, anything for a little rest.
Here it is.
This barn is nice and quiet. Maybe I'll curl up and try to get some sleep.
Why don't you, Bob? Nobody will bother you here.
Oh, there you are, Bob.
I told you to leave me alone.
Well, I just came to tell you I'm quitting. I'm getting a screen test.
Well, fine, Hi. Go get it.
Oh, I'm going to do a very gripping scene. It's the one Jane Wyman does in The Blue Veil. Listen, you can't take my baby from me, do you hear? It's my baby, and no one can have it. I won't let you have my baby. It's my baby, do you hear? My baby. Well, what do you think, Bob?
I think you need a long rest.
Why?
Having that baby was much too much for you. Now get out, out, out. It's no use, Virginia. I may as well go home. I can't get away from people.
Well, wait a minute. There's one place you could hide where there won't be any people.
In the audience?
Go up to the hayloft. Nobody will find you there. Just climb those stairs, open the trap door, and you'll be shut off from the world.
Oh, that's a great idea. So long, Virginia. Now all I have to do is open this trap door, and I'll be all alone.
I raise you $5.
I raise you $5.
Oh, no!
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.